Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 20 through 24, and the Reverend Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. Each one should remain in the condition in which he was called. Were you a bondservant when called? Do not be concerned about it. But if you can gain your freedom, avail yourself of the opportunity. For he who was called in the Lord as a bondservant is a freedman of the Lord. Likewise, he who was free when called is a bondservant of Christ. You were bought with a price. Do not become bondservants of men. So, brothers, in whatever condition each was called, there let him remain with God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this short reading, St. Paul reminds the Corinthians that their eternal vocation takes precedence over their worldly vocations. Now, it's not the first time Paul had to say this. Throughout 1 Corinthians, he repeatedly makes this same point. He tells them that it doesn't ultimately matter whether they are circumcised or not, whether they are married or widowed, whether they are single or betrothed. That he adds another example in this passage. It doesn't matter whether they are bondservants or not. On the one hand, he doesn't want this difference in earthly vocation to cause some sort of conflict within the congregation. But on the other, and I would say more importantly, he wants to be clear that their earthly vocations do not give them greater standing before the Lord. No, our vocations in this life and this age are always secondary to our eternal vocation in Jesus Christ. And that eternal vocation comes in your calling through baptism into Jesus Christ himself. See, for Christians, baptism is our primary vocation, our primary calling, precisely because it is our eternal calling. The New Testament often uses the phrase in the Lord to refer to baptism. Paul just so happens to slip it in here when he describes conversion as being called in the Lord. As a matter of fact, Paul uses that phrase 9 times in this letter to Corinth, nearly every time referring to the newfound salvation the people have through their faith in Jesus Christ. And they are called to that newfound salvation through baptism. Baptism is their primary vocation, their primary calling, and it is yours too. In those waters of holy baptism, God has given you his Holy Spirit, and he has given you faith in the gospel, and he has forgiven you of your sins, and he has rescued you from death and from hell and from the grave, and he has granted to you eternal salvation, and he has placed into your hearts a hope for life eternal. Eternal life free from sin, death, and the devil forever. This baptism is your primary vocation, for it is eternal and it is lasting. And every other temporal and passing vocation in this life will and must always be secondary. Now, that does not mean that your vocations in this life are somehow unimportant or insignificant. What it does mean is that you have to, as Christians, learn to think about them differently than the world around you. The things you were called to do in this life matter, but they mostly matter to those who depend upon you for the things that you do. God has called you to a variety of roles in this life, and he works through you to serve your neighbors. Your neighbor depends upon you in those roles. Your neighbor needs you. If you're married, your spouse needs you. If you're a parent, your child needs you. If you're a citizen, your society needs you. If you're a pastor, your congregation needs you. And yes, if you work in this building, the missionaries and the congregations and the church workers you serve, they need you. They depend upon the work that you do for them. It matters to them, and it should matter to you, too. That work you do in this building, any other vocation in your life. That does not define you as a Christian, nor is it the primary way that you should view yourselves as Christians. I hate that I even have to say that, but after all, we do live in a culture that is obsessed with status and achievement. It's an ever-present temptation to measure ourselves by our socioeconomic strata, by our educational attainment, by our career success. It's a temptation in the church, too, especially in this building. Even, I don't know, in the CTCR. We can so easily confuse the importance of the work that we do for the church with our importance to the church. But please, don't let that work that you do define you. It could be taken away from you in a heartbeat, or you could do poorly at it. I don't know, someone could submit an overture to get rid of your commission. Happens from time to time. Whatever that calling is, spouse, parent, pastor, employee, could change in a moment. It is by definition temporal, passing, fleeting. What you do in your earthly temporal vocations is and must always be secondary to your primary vocation as baptized children of God. Through baptism, God has called you and you now belong to Him. He bought you at a price that was no less than Christ's precious blood shed upon the cross for you. In baptism, God placed His perfect righteousness upon you, and He covered all your sins that those sins might not be held against you. In baptism, God promised that just as you were baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, so too will you be raised as He was, raised to a life that goes on without end. In baptism, you were made children of the Heavenly Father and co-heirs with Jesus Christ of all the glory to be revealed in Him when He returns for you on that last day. So in the meantime, while it's still day, you continue to do the work that God has given you to do in all your various vocations in this life. Whatever you do in this life, you do to the glory of God and for the good of your neighbor. But remember that this work is passing and fleeting and can never truly define you. Only what God has called you to in His Son, only what God has given to you in the waters of holy baptism, only that will ultimately last. That is your true and lasting vocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long- and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.